Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
The chronicler was ridiculously chronicling David and all of his escapades of building the temple and shit when he didn't actually do any of that. At least, you know, according to the other book that talked about it.
The first book that we read.
The chronicler was just doing his thing and
being in love with David.
Being in love with David and looking at his poster on his wall.
Yeah.
And that was that. And I mean,
he was just saying that. I mean, he all but built the fucking temple.
Right.
Solomon didn't really.
I mean, yeah. It was insane. It was just ridiculous.
I was so angry
at the end of the last episode. I'm like, come on.
It was too much.
This is insane.
It was way over the top.
It was way over the top. All right, well, that was 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're getting into
1 Chronicles chapter 29.
It's
the final chapter of 1 Chronicles,
you
guys.
That's right, that's right. We're ending this book.
So it's excited. Amazing.
We got some follow-ups.
Yeah.
That'll be done through the weekend here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is the end of it.
We'll start 2 Chronicles on Monday. So, I mean, it's not the end
right,
of it.
Right. There's more chronicler.
Yeah. But we do get to mark off 1 Chronicles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. You ready to get into this?
I sure as fuck am.
All right. Let's do this.
You know,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
Don't sound so enthusiastic.
Well, we're still in the middle of the section where David is passing his shit on to Solomon.
Yeah, but we're almost done with this book.
No, I know. I'm just...
We're going to finish a book today.
We are.
That's where the enthusiasm should come from right there. Like, damn, we're finishing a book.
Like, if we were a show, it would be playing Carry On My Wayward Son, right?
I think our fans think the only show we watch is Supernatural.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Our child is week on, week off with us and her dad. And so when they're here, we watch Supernatural with them.
Right.
And we kind of binge it a lot because we will do anything with our child that makes them happy.
So, right.
I mean, within reason, obviously. I'm just saying, like, they want to watch Supernatural, we watch Supernatural. That's what we do.
Right, right.
So we do kind of watch a lot. But then on the weeks that they are at their dad's house, we watch other stuff.
Well, yeah, and definitely. Yeah. Some of it just is trashy.
I mean, right now, we're working our way through Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, we are.
And it's fun.
It's good shit.
Yeah, we've seen some episodes that we never saw the first time around.
Yeah.
Back in the, what, 80s?
Well, we at least don't remember them.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. So it was a while ago. So, yeah. You know.
It was. So, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so we're in this this middle of the section, and Solomon is being told, you know.
That it's all done, man.
Yeah.
I got this under control.
All you gotta
do is press go.
Go be wise.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So then King David turned to the entire assembly and said, "My son Solomon, whom God has clearly chosen as the next king. Yeah, clearly chosen as the next king of Israel." I mean, it was more like his mom than the people. But
that's
okay.
What it seemed like to me, yeah.
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 And also based on David had promised it.
Right, yeah. Right.
"He's still young and inexperienced. The work ahead of him is enormous. For the temple he will build is not for mere mortals. It is for the Lord God himself."
See, I feel like with the way he was described in the other book,
mm-hmm.
that he was like, "I'm dying. Just fucking, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Just take it. Go."
Yeah. I mean, he had a girl in his bed to keep him warm.
Right? Yeah.
You know, he couldn't even walk.
Right.
He was like, "Ugh, yeah, David's king, not that other fucking kid of mine."
No.
Ugh.
Solomon's king.
Yeah, that's what I meant. David said Solomon's, okay, whatever.
Right.
Anyways,
right.
You get what I'm saying.
I got what you're saying, yeah.
Okay. "Using every resource at my command," he continued, "I have gathered as much as I could for building the temple of my God."
That's what you said in this chapter, in this book.
Yeah. "Now there is enough gold, silver, bronze, iron, and wood, as well as great quantities of onyx, other precious stones, costly jewels, and all kinds of fine stone and marble."
It's possible I'm misremembering this, but I distinctly remember Solomon collecting a lot of goods.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was the one that collected a lot of goods.
I remember that as well.
Okay.
So this
I think, bullshit. Right. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
"And now, because of my devotion to the temple of God, I'm giving all of my own private treasures of gold and silver to help in the construction."
You're dying. Who gives a fuck? That's not a magnanimous move. You're just taking your inheritance away from Solomon.
Right.
So,
this
whatever.
Is in addition to the building materials I have already collected for his holy temple.
Mm.
He's like, "I'm so awesome.
Right?
I'm the awesomest. I did everything but build
it. I'm going to go out and I'm going to be the most awesome person on the planet."
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys remember? I also killed a giant.
Yeah.
And I was king, and like, not just a king, but like the best king.
The best king.
The, like, ever.
King of kings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Solomon might be the wisest, but I'm the fucking best.
I'm the...
And I prepared the best,
mm-hmm.
and I made everything the best. Mm-hmm. I'm the best.
Yeah. So saith the chronicler.
Right.
I am donating more than 112 tons of gold from Ophir and 262 tons of refined silver to be used for overlaying the walls of the buildings, and for the other gold and silver work to be done by the craftsmen. Now then, who will follow my example and give offerings to the Lord today? Then,
yeah, I guess.
Then the family leaders, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the generals and captains of the army, and the king's administrative officers all gave willingly.
Did they? See, I thought most of these goods came from conquered lands that they... You know, pillaged.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because they talked about all of the special tree wood that came from that one.
But, you know, David was the best. So his people obviously were the best as well. Because they're going to be very open and giving with their stuff. Because
of David.
Because David, of course. Yeah.
For the construction of the temple of God, they gave about 188 tons of gold, 10,000 gold coins, 375 tons of silver, 675 tons of bronze, and 3,750 tons of iron. No wonder he built the sea. He's like, I got all this
shit. Right? He's like, I got all the leftover metal. Let's just build some stuff.
Yeah. Build some stuff.
Yeah.
They also contributed numerous precious stones, which were deposited in the treasury of the house of the Lord under the care of Jehiel, a descendant of Gershon. The people rejoiced over the offerings, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. And King David was filled with joy.
Yeah.
Was
do you think it was freely? Like, do you don't think there was any coercion here?
It sounds like a tax to me.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. Oh, here we go. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory,
forever and ever.
The majesty.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things.
Yeah.
Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything.
Wait, are you telling me that I can't have wealth or honor? This is the problem. This is why we don't have money, darling.
Oh.
We can't have wealth without God, apparently.
Oh.
Or honor. We are not honorable at all because we don't have God, apparently.
Oh,
well. That's what the Bible says, anyway.
I'm okay with that.
Are you?
I mean, I'm okay with my choices. I'm just saying.
I mean, if you guys want to prove them wrong, you know where to find her.
You're like, challenge accepted. Join our Patreon. Oh, my God. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. Oh, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We are here for only a moment, visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us.
Yeah.
Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace.
Man.
Oh, Lord our God, even this material we have gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God.
I mean, if you believe such things.
Right. No. I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there.
Fuck. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on from anybody, anywhere. He doesn't give a shit. The only people he seems to care about are kings. He doesn't examine anybody's fucking heart. He doesn't give a shit. He kills people just for the hell of it. Fuck God.
You are so annoyed.
I'm annoyed.
Okay, let me finish.
Sorry.
You, God, know I have done all this with good motives, and I have watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyously. O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you.
That didn't work out well.
No. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon the wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and to do everything necessary to build this temple, for which I have made these preparations.
I mean, they couldn't even keep Solomon in order.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that didn't work out very well, right?
Then David said to the whole assembly, "Give praise to the Lord your God," and the entire assembly praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors. And they bowed low and knelt before the Lord and the king. The next day they brought 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 male lambs as burnt offerings to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that is a lot of burnt animals.
It is.
In one little square.
Yeah.
They also brought liquid offerings and many other sacrifices on behalf of all Israel. They feasted and drank in the Lord's presence with great joy that day.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they crowned David's son Solomon as their new king.
They Without any mention of the other guy.
Yeah.
That was, you know,
yeah.
Making a bid for king.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They anointed him before the Lord as their leader, and they anointed Zadok as the priest. So Solomon took the throne of the Lord in place of his father David, and he succeeded in everything, and all Israel obeyed him. That is not how that went down.
No, no.
Wow. All the officials, the warriors, and the sons of King David pledged their loyalty to King Solomon. And the Lord exalted Solomon in the sight of all Israel, and he gave Solomon greater royal splendor than any king in Israel before him.
Do you remember the shit with Joab?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was between, yeah. So like, David actually warned Solomon
mm-hmm.
of Joab,
mm-hmm.
but like, all they haven't even mentioned that. Like, everybody Nothing. Was perfect, and everybody was wonderful.
Yeah.
Nobody ever disobeyed.
Yep.
Nobody ever did anything wrong.
It's like the
Everything
chronicler
was wonderful.
Was trying to write a new book and didn't realize that original material was going to end up in the
right?
same
yeah.
novel.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the dude writing this, you're like, surely they're not going to put this in the same fucking thing as
yeah.
the other book, you know?
This is way better.
This is just a new version.
Yeah.
This is the better version.
Yeah.
Right?
It's almost like if somebody rewrote, I don't know, what's a good book, like The Stand, and was like, this is a new version of Stephen King's The Stand. And then, but they stapled it to like the original.
Right.
And then it's like, wait, guy, you left out all the good bits.
Right, right.
And also, you didn't get the point of the story and you suck, actually.
Right, right. I mean, look, I mean, if that other bit hadn't been in there, you know, like
yeah.
the other bits, then this could be a very good case for David, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a standalone story.
Sure.
But they put the other shit in.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah.
After thousands of years.
Yeah.
They didn't take it out.
No.
They've left it in over many, 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 many revisions.
It's solid canon.
Right. And here we are going, why?
Yeah.
Because why? Why the fuck is it still there? Why are they both there?
For history.
Fuck history. This is I mean, you have Christians telling us, people, all over the fucking, like, I live in the Midwest. This is what people say. The Bible is the word of God, according to many, 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 many people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not the fucking word of God. It's a contradictory piece of shit tome of crap.
Definitely is
written
that.
By a bunch of crap writers.
Well, they didn't have editing back then.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying, but
all right. Well, we're almost done
all right,
here,
all right.
And David's about to leave the picture. Okay.
Woohoo!
So David, son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. He reigned over Israel for 40 years, 7 of them in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem.
That adds up.
Mm-hmm. He died at a ripe old age. Ripe. That man was ripe.
Yeah.
Having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. Then his son Solomon ruled in his place. All the events of King David's reign from beginning to end are written in that fucking book. Mm-hmm. And these accounts include the mighty deeds of his reign and everything that happened to him and to Israel and to all the surrounding kingdoms. The end.
Man, they almost got away at the end of that chapter without even saying that he died, really.
I know.
They're like, he didn't really die.
I know.
He just had a really wonderful life, that's all.
And passed on many things to his
right,
son.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But never actually died.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say those words because how can you have such a wonderful, awesome, amazing, stupendous person die?
Yeah.
That can't be how that worked out.
That sweet psalmist
He's
David.
He's
got to
live forever, mm-hmm. man. He's still hiding somewhere. I'm going to find that dude.
He's with JFK Jr.?
Probably. You know what? You're probably right. Yeah. Alright, so that was the end of First Chronicles.
It was.
So we're done with that book now.
We're done with First Chronicles. So today's Thursday, as you're listening to this.
Right.
Tomorrow, Friday, we will not be reading a new chapter. We will bring forward our book club episode, our sacrilegious book club, which normally takes place on Sunday.
Right.
So that on Saturday, we can still do our our Q&A Saturday.
Yeah.
And also, we will do our wrap-up of First Chronicles, and we will do our contradictions episode, and we will have our weekly wrap-up. So it's going to be a full weekend of episodes. Whirlwind.
We're going to have all kinds of shit coming out.
And then we will start Second Chronicles Chapter 1 on Monday.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.